USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 68,000 new coronavirus cases were reported on Friday in the United States, which broke the country's record for a third consecutive day. Utah, Georgia, Montana, North Carolina, Iowa, and Ohio all hit new high coronavirus highs on Friday. Much of the United States, from the Gulf Coast to the desert southwest, is under some form of heat warning this weekend. Temperatures are expected to reach a record high of 106 degrees in Dallas. Meanwhile, cities further west could see temperatures hit 120 degrees. Dr. Diane Hess has some ways to keep you cool while the temperatures remain hot.
Don't really need, many people turn to those hydration drinks like a Gatorade or an electrolyte drink. Water is fine. It's nicer if it's cool because then it does cool the core body temperature, like if you have cool fluids in you.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says a second round of stimulus checks should be included in a new coronavirus relief package. Mnuchin also tells CNBC regarding unemployment insurance being extended again, he doesn't want to see folks get more than they would get if they were working.
You can assume that it'll be no more than 100%. So, yes, we want to incent people to go back to work. And even at 100%, if people have jobs, we want them to go back to work. So enhanced unemployment is intended for people who don't have jobs, and particularly industries that are harder to rebound. So we will not be doing it in the same way. And we're in a dramatically different situation. Many businesses are open. Many businesses want to hire more people today.
President Trump is denying a request from Minnesota's governor for money to rebuild parts of Minneapolis that were destroyed during riots and looting following the death of George Floyd. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to LimpBells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Roger Stone is a free man. USA Radio Network's Kenny Burns reports the president's confidant had a few things to say.
Roger Stone, whose 40-month prison term in a federal pen was commuted by President Trump Friday, says the president saved his life. The longtime GOP operative outside of his Fort Lauderdale home said he was elated, somewhat relieved, and not surprised when he got the call from Trump.
I was surprised at the trial in D.C. because it was manifestly unfair. The judge denied me virtually every powerful line of defense, several of them unconstitutionally.
He added that he would have turned himself in had they called his lawyer in light of what he called a flimsy charge. Stone was convicted in November of lying to Congress and obstruction of justice. The White House in a statement said Stone was a victim of the Russia hoax, adding there was never any collusion between the Trump campaign or administration and Russia.
The remains of a missing 3-year-old girl were found in Kansas City, Kansas, and her father is behind bars on pending charges of murder and child abuse. Police spokesman Tom Tosic says the father's story kept changing.
We have had several stories throughout the day. None of them made very much sense. So I think, unfortunately, to find her where she is, the way she is, I don't think it was too unexpected.
Authorities have not said how the young girl died. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.